This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, wheat harvest will be in full swing by the end of this week as most farmers are still waiting for fields to dry down. Today we have a special report from Mark Sloysner on wheat yield estimates and harvested acres for Illinois and across the country.
This is Mark Sloysner, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. On June 9, NAS released the June Crop Production Report. Here are some highlights for Illinois and the U.S. For winter wheat in Illinois, NAS forecast the 2017 wheat yield to be 73 bushels per acre. That is unchanged from 1 month ago and down 1 bushel from last year's record high yield of 74. Harvested acres are estimated at 450,000, which would be the second lowest harvested acres on record in Illinois. Total production of wheat in Illinois is projected to be 32.9 million bushels. For winter wheat at the U.S. level, the average yield is forecast at 48.9 bushels per acre, up slightly from last month and down more than 6 bushels from last year. Area for harvest is projected to be 25.6 million acres, down 15% from last year, and the total production of winter wheat in the U.S. is forecast at 1.25 billion bushels. I would like to thank all of the farmers and ranchers that responded to our June Agricultural Yield Survey. Your individual reports are always confidential by law, but they contribute to the state totals, which are important to the agricultural community. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. This has been Mark Sloysner with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And thank you, Mark, for that report. Well, as I mentioned already, wheat harvest will be in full swing by the end of this week. And for Steve Plocker in Madison County, it's the earliest he's ever cut wheat on his farm. Steve said moisture levels were a little high over the weekend, so they're just waiting for the right moment to start harvesting.
Well, the wheat, I think I was a little pessimistic there the end of March, but really right now it really looks really good. We started trying to cut on Saturday, and unfortunately it was still around 20%, which fooled me. I thought it was much drier, so we tried again yesterday, and it only dried a point or two yesterday, so I guess we'll try it again today. But a lot of people are going in the area, and a lot of it is coming in dry, but ours, unfortunately, we had full treatment of fungicide and everything else, so I guess the plant stayed a little healthier and it's staying green, so... But yield-wise, it looks like it's running that 80, 90 bushel an acre from what I can tell so far, but very limited cutting, so I don't know how accurate that really is. So.
And relatively early this year for it to be coming out of the field compared to other years?
Definitely. I'd say this is probably the earliest we have ever attempted to cut wheat. I know there's been a few years in the past where it's been the middle of June, but here to be cutting by the 10th of June is basically unheard of, but then the spring we had was unheard of too, so I guess it all goes hand in hand.
How many acres do you have that are planted in wheat right now, and then will you make any straw out of what you do cut?
Yeah, we've got about 150 acres of wheat this year, and we will bale some limited straw, not a whole lot. We don't need a whole lot this year, so most of it will be chopped back on the field, and then we'll follow up with double crop beans right away.
Well, sounds good. Sounds like you're just playing the waiting game, waiting for that to dry out. Steve, how do your other crops look? Corn and beans looking okay? How'd that go for you this spring?
Well, unfortunately, we had to replant almost all of our corn, about 90% of it. So the early corn that did survive really looks super good right now. And the later stuff is coming along real well. A nice shower of rain would certainly help. The beans we planted... And they were all in a no-till situation. They all came up pretty good, but they could sure use a good drink of rain here, hopefully, the middle of this week, and would help give them a boost.
All right, Steve, sounds good. We've pretty much covered all the crops. The only thing I haven't asked you about is your hay, so I assume you've gotten at least a couple cuttings off of those acres already this year?
Right. We finished up second cutting alfalfa last week with some really premium stuff that came off the fields then. But that, too, the hay fields, they're just staying brown now. We need a good shower of rain to get them a boost to get third crop growing. But the pastures, the cattle have got those eight down pretty well, too. So here again, all spring we waited for the rain to go away, and now we're would wish to get a good inch of rain would certainly help things green up a little bit around here.
So as a recap and summary of what we've talked about, what are your plans going forward this week?
We'll keep trying wheat as long as until it finally goes, and we'll get the wheat cut and then bale a little straw and put our beans in the ground and hopefully watch it rain after that.
Steve Plocker of Madison County, and we'll be back with more after these messages. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will give testimony to the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday. The subcommittee will hold a hearing on President Trump's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, Michael Young, the Department of Ag Budget Officer, who is also Acting Deputy Secretary, and Robert Johansson, USDA's Chief Economist, are scheduled to testify, according to the Hagstrom Report. The budget proposal would cut funding for trade promotion programs and eliminate more than 230 jobs geared toward boosting U.S. exports. Those proposed cuts follow a promise from the secretary that the administration would focus on expanding foreign market access to help farmers. The plan also proposes to cut $193 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program over the next decade and makes cuts to farm subsidies. Well, the Illinois State FFA Convention is scheduled for Tuesday through Thursday this week in Springfield at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. County fair season also kicks off with Sangamon County starting tomorrow and Greene County following on the 17th. So be sure to tune in to the morning and noon farm shows to stay in the loop on our mid-Illinois events and happenings. But that's all we have this afternoon for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.